what do you say we take, what time we got here? We'll say at 9:40. I'm at 9:38, so in 2 minutes we'll start the actual call.
Okay.
And we'll record it, and any of those that don't get it, well, they can get it. James is recording it. Jay Nothing is recording it. Pardon me, Jay Something, and people can access the call there.
Hey, Vic.
Yep.
Must have been about a year ago. You were on a three-way conference call with a fellow from Australia by the name of Frank O'Collins.
Yeah, that was a few months ago.
Are you still active with his research, or were you active with
his research? No, I haven't been since, I'm going to say, July.
Oh, okay.
Going by memory.
I was just wondering if maybe this was something to do with what they're doing over at oneheaven.org.
No. Well, I can't tell you, to be honest with you. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I'm going to say no based on what I've heard through the grapevine lately. And if I may, the reason that I didn't stay with it is I didn't feel comfortable with the way they were going. And I'm not saying they're going in the wrong direction or anything like that. It just wasn't for me. It seemed to be too much emphasis on what happened in the past, and the past doesn't really exist except in our minds or our consciousness, if you will, and then there's no such thing as the past. Probably if you press star 6 is how you mute out, I'm guessing on that, just so we have quiet. Of course, if you want to talk, you press star 6 to unmute. I'm going to try it myself here just to see if that's in fact the case. Bear with me. Yep, star 6 will mute you out, and star 6 will unmute you. So anyhow, just again, I'm not putting down one heaven or anything they're doing at all. And the main thing that I felt about that whole thing, to be honest with you, is it's just another attempt by man to create another system, and man is never going to create perfection until he gets the divine consciousness in control. And when the divine consciousness is in control, I would say that man doesn't need to worry about anything at that point. He doesn't have to redraft new rules and regulations and laws and stuff like that, and there doesn't need to be a hierarchy of authority kind of thing.
Yeah.
It just wasn't vibrating with me, to put it simply.
Okay. They're working with a thing over there. It's called an ecclesiastical deep pool.
Yep, I'm aware of it, and I shared my opinion on that to a week or two ago. And anyhow, the information I've got to share, and what we've been really sharing for a while now, but maybe getting more pointed, is the answer. And from my perspective, I'm not asking anyone to believe it or act on it. But it's based on my experiences and what my heart is telling me. And is there some ego in there? I have no doubt there is. And good, bad, right, or wrong, it's just I know I have to give freely of myself, and I know that that's part of that's half of the story of what's holding us in bondage. And the other half is you are not a name.
Oh, yeah.
You are not.
Yeah.
You are not. You know. So if I was talking to you and I say, "You're hi, Dave. How you doing?" We all have to start saying, "I'm not Dave. The name is Dave." I did that yesterday with a cop. I did that yesterday with a cop who was there to serve a summons. And a friend of mine, I was in the shower at the time the cop showed up at the door, so I had no idea he was there. In the meantime, my friend's outside there trying to get the cop to go away, I guess, or whatever. And I said, "No, I don't want." And then I came out of the shower and I really was told he was there, and said, "No, I don't want to. I want to go meet the guy." So nothing to fear here, and went outside, and he was outside the door there, and he says, "Are you Victor Beck?" I says, "Absolutely not." I said, "The name is Victor Beck." Now, he had a piece of paper, a summons with the name Victor Beck on it, and when I said, I am not Victor Beck, the name is Victor Beck, he went into a glitch. He went into a serious glitch, and because he needed, the bottom line is he needed to hear from my mouth that I am Victor Beck.
Yeah.
And it went on long enough that finally he pointed at the name on the piece of paper, and then he looked at me and he says, "Is this you?" I give a little chuckle. Says, "Now, Absolutely not. And I said, no, just a second here. Think about what you just said. You look at me and you point at the name on the piece of paper and you ask if that's me. I said, this is me. I told you, that's the name. Now, all of this was a very polite, very nice conversation. I had nothing to fear, no worries, no concerns. He was a real gentleman, too. And two or three times he says, I'm confused. I says, I don't know what you're confused about. I told you, I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck, but he wouldn't give me that piece of paper. because he says, I have to make sure that Victor Beck gets this. So then I says to him, I says, let me help put your things in perspective here. Let's pretend that there's a cow over there in that field. A cow is a cow, but let's say we give that name, the cow, the name Elsie. Regardless of what we name that cow is not Elsie. That cow is cow. Okay, and I tapped his badge on his uniform and says, you know, your badge number here, whatever, you know, it identifies you, but you're not the badge, right? No, well, see, there you go. I'm not Victor Beck. So. I ended up accepting the paper only because I chose to. I had a multitude of options there, but he would not give me the piece of paper unless I was willing to do something. But at no time did I ever say I am Victor Beck. I said, I will take that paper, and I will take care of it. He says, yeah, but you're not Victor Beck. I says, no, you're absolutely right. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So anyhow, to make a long story short, I got the paper, and because I wanted the paper, I could have, there was options there for him. I could have said to him, well, isn't that, anyhow, you came to do your job, and you could go back to the people that served it and tell them, well, I went to this guy, and he says, he's not Victor Beck, but the name is Victor Beck. What do I do? And the thing is, if you're paying attention to what's going on out there, all that's happening is everyone out there keeps saying, you're so-and-so. And we keep saying, yep, I am so-and-so. And that's what's got us all in trouble. That's the first half of the equation, or the second half of the equation. And they do it all in court. They will identify you. They'll say, that's Dave Smith. That's John Doe. Or you're John Doe. And that's our moment of opportunity, because that's how they're all doing it. They're all seeing that you're the name is what they're doing here. Every agent out there and all your friends and everyone, we're doing it to each other, says, you are so-and-so. Well, we are not so-and-so. The name is so-and-so.
Yeah.
And if one was to go into court, and not that I'm promoting anything about going to court here, but you don't go into court and say, that's not my name. Many people have been down that road, and we went down that road, you know, almost a decade ago, so that's like don't do in court 101. But if you go into court, and just using this as an analogy, I'm not saying this is for purposes of court, but when they call the name, you just walk up there and they're going to say, what's your name or whatever, or you can just offer it and say, the name is. And then I'll bet you $1,000 that they're going to say, okay, Mr. So-and-so, and you're going to, at that point in time, you've got two choices, to answer to that as Mr. So-and-so, or say, just a second here, you asked me for a name, I gave you a name, now you're talking to me like I'm the name.
Yeah.
I said, the name is Victor Beck. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. Now, I'm not saying it's not my name, did I? I didn't do anything like that, and I did it with the cop yesterday intentionally to see what would happen. And also knowing that he's got a piece of paper to deliver, and sooner or later I've got to deal with it, so that's why I wasn't going to, you know, send him away. I wanted that piece of paper. I wanted him to go away satisfied, but at no time did I say I'm Victor Beck. I never consented to that. I never acknowledged that or admitted to that one iota. He did not force the paper on me or anything. He asked if I had ID. I says, you're looking at me. But the truth of the matter is we are not named, but yet we, just like that guy wrote in the document, to be a man, we are so indoctrinated by the time we leave school, we think we're a name. And we are seriously incriminating ourselves in the process. So to be clear on this, I'm speaking in the first person for myself here. I am not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. Can I help you? And I highly recommend that you start practicing that amongst yourselves, amongst your friends, and correcting yourself to rewire your brain, to cause a little shift in consciousness, whatever you want to call it, but get it in you so that you don't mess up. So that when somebody phones, whether it be a friend or an alleged foe, and they want to talk to James, you need to clarify who James is or what James is. And right then and there. And so if your friends are saying, hi, James, you correct them by saying, I'm not James, the name is James. Just to start reprogramming your thinking so that when you're approached by someone in an authoritative position and wants something from you, you know how to respond like it's like you're breathing without giving it a second thought. Because all you're doing is you're speaking the truth, because it is a lie when you think about it to say, I'm Victor Beck. So that's the first thing I want to get on the table here. And I say that's the second half of the equation. The first half of the equation that puts it all together now is we have to do the love thing. And when I say have to do the love thing, that's to get out of the box completely, away from any and all commercial activity and be free of all the bonds, the legal liabilities, all of it. There's still people out there talking about the birth certificate as a bond and the statement of birth as a bond, but yet no one has ever seen a single solitary piece of legislation that says a birth certificate is a bond. And where did they get this idea? A birth certificate's a bond? From some other guy who got it from some other guy who got it from some other guy. People are still talking about it today, and they're still talking about acceptance for value, and none of it has ever worked, and nothing is written in any legislation anywhere that says this is what everyone thinks it is. And absent that kind of factual evidence in law, you have no lawful authority, you're going nowhere. And there's the key word, lawful authority. Now, with respect back to the name issue, all of the names recognized in law that are presumed to be you, I'm talking about the legal name here, all of those legal names are derived of a birth registration document, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes.
Yeah.
So, and that name comes into existence as a result of the Vital Statistics Act or whatever act it is in your province or state that deals with the registration of births. It's the governing legislation. Without that legislation, that legal name could not and would not exist in the public anywhere, period. It wouldn't exist in the world. So that is the founding legislation. That is the legislation that gives birth to the name, gives birth to the birth certificate, and the information on the birth certificate. And nowhere in that legislation, nowhere, does it say that you're James or that I'm Victor Beck. This is what the Registrar General meant when he said a birth certificate is not, and it was never meant to be, personal identification. Again, it's not what the law says, it's what the law doesn't say. And the law does not say in that Vital Statistics Act, zero, it does not say that you are so-and-so. So there's no lawful authority for anyone to stick it to you that you are so-and-so. There is no lawful authority for anyone to say that I'm Victor Beck. Once I have said to them, no, I'm not Victor Beck, the name is Victor Beck, and then they want to proceed on the basis that I'm Victor Beck, and I've shown them the letter, and I show them that at that point in time, I show them the legislation, whether it be in hard copy or on a computer disk, I said, you need to read this legislation and see in here where you get the authority to say, I'm Victor Beck. It's not there. In the absence of lawful authority, there is no authority. Keeping in mind that all of these agents, and no disrespect, but I'm going to talk about them tonight as being the cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the man, and then there's everything else. The judges, the doctors, the lawyers, the garbage man, the secretary, the president, they're all in the cartoon world in those capacities. They all represent the cartoon. And the cartoon has no power over men, zero. And all that happened here is that somewhere along the way, man took the name of the cartoon world, thus entering himself and becoming part of the cartoon world. Not in fact, but in his mind. Because he believes he's the name. And it's not even a case of believing it, he's doing it. We're all doing it probably subconsciously or not aware of what we're doing when we're saying, yes, I'm Victor Beck.
That's how
we trespass into their world, the cartoon world. And in that sense, the cartoon said, well, okay, if you want to be that way, if you want to come into our world and take our name from our world, then you can take the burdens that go along with it. Which is anything and everything that's contrary to love, which has got nothing to do with God. There's no debts with God. There's no liabilities with God. It's all free. Everything is already given. We have nothing to claim. The idea of claiming is a denial that you've already received and got you going down the wrong path on that point alone. You have nothing to claim. It all hinges on the name. So I want to go on to spread this out now. And the thing about the love is we all have a choice, and we've touched on this, but we're going to carry on. That we all have a choice here to do the love thing, and there's nothing that anyone can stop us. We don't need to get permission. We just make the decision, yep, I'm going to do the love thing. And it must be based on that principle, because otherwise nothing's going to change, and hopefully after this call you understand why. Hence, it's prudent that the first step in this pay-it-forward process or anything to get out of the box is one has to first get the love in his heart to shine. And then go to step two. No point in doing step two, which is the name thing, if you haven't got your heart in the right place first, what I'm saying. And this whole thing is shifting now to peace and love. And so that's always the thing is it's always been the way into the box is to not do peace and love, and the way out of the box is to do peace and love. That's pretty much what happened. And as soon as we say, yep, I'm Victor Beck, we took on ownership of a name, and we took on ownership of anything and everything attached to it, property, assets, liabilities, all of it, rights, duties, obligations, all of it. It's all attached to the name, because the instant you say, I'm not Victor, the name is Victor, who's charged now? Not you.
The name.
Precisely. And so it basically becomes a situation like in the very ending of the movie The Matrix, when Smith said to Neo, he said, whoever you are. At that point in time, Neo was no longer, or the man was no longer Mr. Anderson, and Smith had nowhere to go. However, Neo did not walk away. He had already made the deal with the machine to do peace, which is not war, which is to say, I have no claim here. You already own everything, and if you want to say the crown owns it all, that's fine. I don't care. The thing is, to me, they're all holding it in trust. If it's held in trust, it's held in trust for the heirs on behalf of God. The point is, we own nothing. And in law, the owner pays. So when you're no longer the name, the law now has to pay. But we're not doing this process to get the law to pay for anything. We're doing this process because we can, and that is to do the love thing. So it starts with doing the love thing. And once that is in place, then one stipulates that I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So if you get what I'm saying here, we're already doing the love thing. The fact is I am not and have never been Victor Beck. Therefore, all of the energy that I expend that is recorded in that name is, in fact, given freely to the name. The only glitch was is that I didn't do it willingly.
Yeah.
I kept saying Victor Beck is me, so there's no unconditional giving there. It's basically going from me to the name and back to me. It went nowhere. And this is why they keep coming to us, because that energy is not going anyplace. So the system is structured, like Judy Hartman said, a birth certificate is not and was never intended to be personal identification. It evolved into that, but it is not that in law. It is that in the minds of the people. So, hang on. Sorry. We'll get to the questions later, if you don't mind. And so the game is structured that we serve freely through that name is what I'm saying, because it was never intended that that name identify you. So therefore, it was intended that your energy flow from you to and through the name. But that can happen so long as you are or allow yourself to be the name. But when you separate that, the instant you separate it, now your energy is flowing freely to you, from you, to and through the name. And because you're not the name, nothing is coming back to you. So that's the basis of the game right there, is that it was structured that we do the love thing. However, we all went the other way, and why doesn't matter. It's just part of the reality of things, I guess. But we're waking up now is the point. And so what I'm saying is we have always been doing the love thing. We just haven't done it knowingly, and we haven't done it willingly. So if that name is not meant to benefit you one iota, it doesn't mean you don't get something. It doesn't mean you starve to death or you don't have anything. It just means when you're coming from the true love perspective, you have no want for anything, but you receive everything. But you can't do the love thing in the hope of receiving, because then that the consideration is receiving, and that cancels the love. Love that we're talking about here is unconditional giving, free-flowing energy from you, away from you.
Yeah, without expectation.
Absolutely correct. 100% correct. And that's the hard set that we need to acquire here before this is going to work, before all of these little wires get connected, that the energy is now known to flow from you to the name and away from you. Never, nothing comes back to you. And I guarantee you, it's when you're saying that I'm not Victor Beck, the name is Victor Beck, that is the truth.
Well, yeah.
And saying that I am Victor Beck is a lie. Is to say I'm a name. That's just living in denial of who we are, and it is what it is. But we are not a name, and so that's an absolute truth to say that I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck, and there's no resistance there. There's truth. You're not going into court or saying to someone, "I'm not Victor Beck," or that's pardon me, that's not my name. It's ridiculous. Still, people still think in those terms. They're not expanding their mind. Oh, just a second here. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. There's no resistance. It's the truth. You can point. You can say, look right here on the birth certificate. It says name.
Yeah.
Further in the Vital Statistics Act, it says the child is given a name. Now, I'm not going to debate here what name the child was given exactly, but the point is the child was not named a name. The child was given a name. So we have the name, and then we have the child. We have two separate things here. And at no time does a child evolve into a name, or at no time does a name evolve into a child. And you need to get that within yourself and accept that as a blatant fact instead of living in denial of it and going around it all thinking, well, this is just too simple. It can't be that simple. It's got to be more complicated. I've got to do PPSA and CS and UCC and know how to do bills of exchange and bills of bonds and notes and all sorts of stuff and write 55-page letters. No, we don't. That's what's got us all in the box. Again, it's a question of to whom does the law apply? And the law applies in 100% to the name. We are not there except in our minds. And that's what's got us in the pickle. And so when we shift, as Karen was saying earlier, from our minds to our hearts, now we're ready to deal with the name thing properly. Because if you're going to use the name thing to say, well, you used this name against me and you screwed me and you're going to push the system's going to push back. Because that's the way it works. That's not love. It's who and what we are that the system reacts to, not what you think you're doing. So if you're coming from anger or anything but love, you're going to attract like for like. So what you are is what you're going to attract. I see it all the time now.
Yeah.
People think, oh, this is an opportunity. Well, actually, it may be an opportunity, but I would rather look at it that what did I do to attract this to me? Would be perhaps more accurate, and that's how I look at it. What did I do to attract this situation to me? And all of these situations we're attracting to us from the system are because we took on the name as my name, or we say, I am Victor Beck, as to say it's my name, the same thing. We had a conference call in June earlier this year, and we remember I talked in that call there. When you get a letter and it says, you, who is you?
Yeah.
Who is me?
Yeah.
Well, you in the letter is not you, it's the name. So when you're receiving anything with the name on it, and I don't care upper, lowercase, or all capital letters, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. And so there's two things going on here. Like I say, one is the love thing and allowing our energy to flow freely, because that, in fact, is how the game is structured. Again, when you identify yourself as man or say, I'm not Victor Beck, the name is Victor Beck, if you understand, you just make the connections. Just draw a little picture of you and a little picture of the name and see that when you separate the two, now the energy flows from you to the name. And since you're not the name, there's nothing coming back to you. It's that simple. But if you and the name are the same, then the energy doesn't go anywhere. Because it's going from you to the name, but since you're saying you're the name, it stays with you.
Yeah.
So that's just like a battery, just holding the charge and not doing anything with the energy, quite frankly. And this is bottom line, there's no love in that. And so this is why we're attracting all the liabilities. And again, that's not necessarily the proper word, liabilities, but it's not a bad word either. In fact, it's a good question. However, not one to ask in your mind, who has a little liability for this name, but the real way to approach it, or if you're going to say that, you want to qualify that and say, well, the reason I'm asking that is because I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. And again, we go back to the birth legislation, whatever it is in your province or your state. Nowhere, no way, no how does it say in any of that legislation, is there any lawful authority for anyone to persist on the basis that you are, in my case, Victor Beck. I was not named a name. I was given a name. So you can see here, this starts with the shifting in us and stepping up to the plate and standing firm on it. If they threaten, if they whatever, intimidate, you have to stand your ground. If you don't stand your ground, you're gonna capitulate to be the name, and you're gonna bear all the burdens. Further, if you start off by saying, "I'm not Victor Beck," the name is Victor Beck, but then later on you capitulate, you could be charged with a contempt of court because you started off with the truth and then cowered to the lie.
Then switched, yeah.
So that could be, you could call that fraud. And I'll tell you another thing. If you're doing this thing for the purposes of love, which I know for myself is the only way out of the box, because that's what the name was issued to us for. It's not personal identification. Is not, was never intended to be, means is not, was never intended that you and the name be one and the same, that the energy basically stays with you. The energy is meant to flow from us and to the name, and wherever it goes from there, it doesn't matter. Point is, when you're not the name, then the liabilities don't stick to you. They got to go elsewhere. And we never had the liability. We just got ourselves wrapped up in it by taking on the name the way we have.
Hey, Vic, can I just add one important thing I just discovered? On Service Canada website, on Service Canada website, it states that the social insurance card is not personal identification also.
Correct. Nothing is. Nothing. No government identification is personal identification. However,
yeah,
any one of you can present it as that, and it will be, and it may be accepted as that.
Right.
Okay. Remember, God gave us free will here. He said, "Thy will be done." So, if you want to be a criminal, you can be a criminal. If you want to be an astronaut, you can be an astronaut. If you want to be a lover, you can be a lover. If you want to be an angry guy, you can be an angry guy. If you want to be Victor Beck, you can be Victor Beck. If you don't want to be Victor Beck, you don't have to be Victor Beck. But you decide your fate. You decide what's happening here, and so this is the thing. It's when it says you become your own source of law. In other words, if I say I'm Victor Beck, well, the law is from my mouth that I am Victor Beck. And my law is authority. So I authorize whoever to see me now and treat me as Victor Beck. And the system has jurisdiction over the name, just like they said in that first landlord-tenant case. This court does not have jurisdiction over this man, and this name is protected under the Guardian Act. I can see now for sure that all of this stems from all of the authority. The existence of the name is birthed from the Vital Statistics Act, and so that is the governing legislation. And there, in other words, that's where you and the name came into existence as a result in law, as a result of the existence of that act. But nothing in that act says that the child was named the name, and nothing in that act authorizes anyone to say that you are, in my case, Victor Beck. It's not there. Now, the courts have said this with respect to lawful authority. Lawful authority means permission granted by law. If the law does not grant permission to do something, then that means there's no lawful authority to do it. In other words, if there's no law in the books with respect to not stopping your vehicle at a stop sign, no charges can be issued for not stopping at a stop sign. Why? Because there's no lawful authority for the police officer to charge him for not stopping at a stop sign if it's not written in the cartoon papers that it's an offense not to stop at a stop sign. So lawful authority is huge, and there is no lawful authority in any legislation, let alone the governing legislation being the Vital Statistics Act, that authorizes anyone to say under lawful authority, pay attention, under lawful authority, that you are the name. That does not mean that they can't say or they won't say that you are, in my case, Victor Beck, but they don't have the lawful authority to do that. So if I call them on it, they have to back off. If I don't call them on it, then I'm Victor Beck. So there's no law. They're not breaking any law in saying I'm Victor Beck. Where they break the law is when I bring it to their attention. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. And if you want to persist on the basis that I am Victor Beck, then I need to see where you're getting your lawful authority from the Vital Statistics legislation to say that I'm Victor Beck. And if it's not there, and it's not there, then it's not legal, it's not lawful for them to say that I'm Victor Beck. Because why? He doesn't say in their rules. The cartoons go by the rules on the paper. Y'all should know that by now. The judge has rules. You know, we have to follow the rules that apply to a judge and the statutes and the policeman, the same thing. And doctors and lawyers are all regulated by the rules, by the law. So they can only do what they're permitted to do by law. So they are not permitted by law to say that you're so-and-so. But there's no offense if they do. But where the offense, again, I want to reiterate this, comes in, is when you have brought it to their attention, like this cop yesterday, I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. Now, if he had just ignored all of that and said and made a determination of his own mind that I'm Victor Beck, then I would have handed him the vital statistics back and said, well, I need to see where you're getting authority to say that. And if you don't have, if you don't show it to me right now, you don't have it. And if you proceed, I'm looking at a criminal. Not that we want to use that language, but that's a fact. In other words, if the law doesn't permit something and you do it, you're offending the law. So there's that. And so again, but going back to the basis of the game is because it was never intended that you be the name. It means it was intended that your energy flow freely from you to the name and wherever it goes from there. It means that you do the love thing. So the game is built on doing love. The game is built of love. That's the basis of the game, love. Just look at the facts. So that's why I say it's imperative that, one, we, the desire now and the will and the intent, and for no other reason than you know it's the right thing to do because that's who and what we really are. That's what God is, love. Freely flowing energy, flowing freely and unconditionally. So we need to get ourselves back into harmony. We need to get ourselves into that circuit. And simultaneously, to get through the ignorance, simultaneously, clarify, I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So this is why on the pay it forward process, we started by expressing our desire to help the situation and give free and unconditionally of ourselves is just simply step number one, say, yep, we're here to do the love thing. Step number two is to ask for their authority to say that you and me and everyone else is a name. And that will shut them down, guaranteed. Otherwise, they go into criminal and civil liabilities and experience so far. And if you look at all the cases, anyone that's ever had a victory, it always came down to that name. They couldn't attach the name. And that's because there's no lawful authority for them to do that. But again, it doesn't mean they won't do it. You need to know who you are and know that the governing legislation, the birth registration legislation, whatever it is in your state or province, that is where they need to go or you need to direct them. You hand them the entire statute, not Section 46. Section 46 of the Vital Statistics Act simply says you get the birth certificate, statement of birth, into evidence. But what does that mean? Okay, I see you got a statement of birth and birth certificate here. What's your point of putting it in evidence? Well, it's proof of the fact, so certified. Nowhere in there does it say, does it make any connection in their minds whatsoever, except by pure luck if it happens. But there's no connection made to their mind. Oh, he's saying that he's not the name. It doesn't apply that at all. So you need to get the entire act in front of their face and point to it and say, okay, you keep identifying me as Victor Beck. I need to see where you're getting your lawful authority from this legislation. And if you don't show it to me, you don't have it. And it's not there. They don't have it. So we need to raise the point to start shifting the minds of others too. And it was interesting, like I say, with this cop yesterday, he didn't know what to do. He wanted to, in one way, he wanted to hand me the paper, and the other, he wanted to walk away. He was just stuck there going, And but I was telling him the truth. You know, and it's, like I say, it was a great conversation because I knew I had the truth. And I didn't care what he did, and I knew that I can call him on the lack of lawful authority. So I'm standing there going, I'm sitting there going, oh, this is great. I'm in the driver's seat for a change. I got nothing to fear here but fear itself. And just forget about that, what I just said there. Just reminding myself of fear. So it starts with the will to do the love thing because that is the basis of the game. Has nothing to do with legality. Like Christ says, legality is not reality, and you know, bills, bonds, notes, bills of exchange, and all that stuff is playing in the cartoon world. It's going to prevent you from getting in the world that God gave us. And then again, number two is knowing that you're not the name. The name is the name, and there's no legislation, statutory authority anywhere that authorizes anyone to persist on the basis that you are the name. That I'm Victor Beck. But that's exactly what's going on out there. If you pay attention, They're doing exactly that. They're saying, you're Victor Beck. He's Victor Beck. So that's the mindset they all have out there. And that's all you're up against. It's that simple. Well, no, I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. And see, it says right here on this birth certificate, name. It says right in this legislation, I was given a name, not named a name. So, no, I'm not Victor Beck. The name was named Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. I keep repeating that. I'm trying to pound that in everyone's head, including my own here. It's imperative, I say, that, we, as I said earlier, that we start practicing this 24/7, 365. As we've come out of school, as the gentleman who wrote that To Be a Man document says, we come out of school fully educated, all right? Go out there and have a nice reputation and build a good reputation and a credit rating, and all of that's done in a name, and you're doing it all for yourself. That's the mirage. We're all imposters. We're all impersonating. There's no truth in what we're doing. However, they'll allow us to do it because God gave us the free will to go that route if we so choose. Just like Abraham said, you're so free, you chose bondage. And it started with taking on ownership of the name by saying, yep, that's me. And all their letters says the same thing, my, me, you. And when you say my, that's taking possession, that's taking ownership, or it could be construed as taking ownership. And for sure, and that's what's happening. And so we need to separate that. It has to start with us. And so, big tip for tonight, if nothing else, we're not done yet, but is that you are, I am not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. And there is zero lawful authority in any legislation for anyone to say that you're, to persist on the basis that I'm Victor Beck. In other words, as happened in a court with a friend of mine last week, and we went in there thinking, okay, the judge is going to do what the judge is going to do. And if the judge persists on the basis that you are the name, now we have legal cause of action, which was the purpose of doing that. And in that case, the judge said at the end of it all, he says, well, I'm satisfied that you are so-and-so. We go, thank you very much. Now we're going to ask him in the legislation, where did you get that authority to do that? And he doesn't have it. But I'll also tell you why, and this is something else I want to touch on here. What the judge was hinging his decision on, from what I could gather sitting in the gallery, was this. My friend had to put his signature on two pieces of paper at two separate times that had the legal name on it. And he signed those forms. And so the judge says, well, did you sign these forms? Yep, I did, because he did. That's the truth. No sense, no lying here. And so based on him putting a signature on the form on which is appearing the legal name, the judge was satisfied that my friend is so-and-so. So, I would suggest to you all that before you sign anything, and this is just to practice, it'll be short-lived because I haven't got to the good news yet, but put the word for, I don't care what it is you're signing. If you're signing any court document, if you're signing on a credit card and you put the word for, they might cancel the credit card. So I'm not saying to use this in every single application. However, when you understand that there's no a lawful authority for the credit card company to say that you are the name, then you're well within your right to put the word for and then the signature. Because when you're doing that, what you're saying is, I'm not accepting any liability. Now, if you did that in the credit card company or the landlord or the party that received the check, or you put your signature on a lease agreement or contract, I don't care what it is, but anytime you put your signature and you put the word for and that party refuses to accept it, the reason they're refusing to accept it is because you're saying, I'm not Victor Beck. However, they have no lawful authority to say that you are Victor Beck, so really they have no lawful authority to void the contract because you put for. Hope you're following along on that. So we'll take some questions in a bit. So by putting the word for, and this was confirmed by me in 2006, Beck Victor was convicted of a little minor marijuana possession thing. I did that on purpose. I wanted to find out what kind of paperwork they wanted me to sign. In fact, I knew what they were going to ask me to sign, and sure enough, but I put the word for and then signed it. They never did register the conviction. I told a lawyer about a year or two later exactly what I did, and he said, well, when you signed for, you were not accepting liability. So, if it was intended that we are always liable, then putting the word for there would have no effect. The fact that putting the word for before the signature did have an effect proves We are actually free. Because if that signing it that way did not have an effect, or it had the effect it had, it's a clear indication that we choose whether or not we want to be liable. If it didn't have the effect it had, then they're going to do what they're going to do anyhow, and you're a slave, and that's all there is to it. But that's not the case. That's not what I'm experiencing in my reality. I think others that are believing that, they're feeling that, or just misperceiving things, misconstruing things. So get the word for there. Now, you may want to pick and choose. Depends on what how you want to deal with things. But if you're getting something in a court, put the word for there. If you want to get a lease a car or purchase a car, and you put the word for there in the signature, and the guy has a problem with that, you either deal with it or you go ahead and accept the liability. It's your choice. But you're well within your right to bring it to the attention of the car dealer. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. Now, I'm not suggesting you go to these places and do this. I'm just using these as analogies in our everyday events. But ultimately, it's for us to get out of that box of these everyday events of signing checks and opening accounts and all of this other stuff, because we're doing it backwards. What should be happening here is that the cartoon should be doing this for the name, not for you, but for the name, because the name is of its world. Again, if not for the governing legislation that's in the cartoon world, that legal name could not exist in the cartoon world.
Vic, I came in late. Have you got to the good news yet that you mentioned on the emails?
Nope. No, I have not. I'm just trying to lay some framework here, and I'll get into that shortly. But no, I have not at this time. So this good news will mean nothing to you if you don't if you don't try to at least get some of this within you.
And yep, I am in Vancouver.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Anne, I didn't recognize your voice. That was the first time.
That's all right. I can't stay on too much longer because I tried getting in initially a couple of hours ago, and then I only just got your email, so just tuned in a few minutes ago. So
yep.
I didn't know
yeah,
if
I know
you mentioned
it.
The
call is being recorded, and it will be posted on by James, I'm sure, and Jay Nutton will have it on his blog site as well. So we'll get that out when they've had time to do whatever their mastery and fixing up and cleaning up the audio if it requires that. So anyhow, the call is being recorded, and for the benefit of everyone. So now I'll start touching on the good news now, I guess, and just maybe help put things in perspective why if we have to do the love thing. It's very unique and very interesting. And first, I want to start off by saying a few months back, and there's some friends of mine went and met with a lawyer.
It's on. Yeah, I'll be right with you.
No rush. Just press *6 to mute out, please. And anyhow, so these friends of mine went and met with a lawyer, and the lawyer agreed that a birth certificate is not personal identification. And he went on to say that if that is abused, one of the remedies is criminal charges. Again, I'm not raising the issue of criminal charges to do that, but it's the lawyer is well aware that you are not the name, that the birth certificate does not identify you. So he's in full agreement that if someone's going to say that you're Victor Beck and you don't consent to that or you don't authorize that, that's a criminal offense. Okay, so as it turns out, so those same people a little over a year ago started talking with the minister of a church. And in fact, it was the minister that signed the letter saying when we were doing the grocery store bandit thing that we're all sons and heirs of God. But she's had a year now of other education and talking with my friends, and her mind has shifted quite a bit. Whoever's dialing a phone number, maybe you could push *6, please. So, anyhow, this minister of the church has had a bit of an education, and her mind is shifting. She is now very well aware that we, in fact, do have the choice to serve God rather than mammon if we so choose. So now the conversation is going to shift from what we talked about to we have a choice here to serve God or mammon. God being love, mammon being me or money. It's ego versus love, if you will. Form and substance. So we all have that choice. We all, for whatever reasons, chose to go into Mammon. We're all guilty. Just accept it. And I'm not saying guilt in a bad way. So we also have the choice at any time to click our heels together three times and get the heck out of that and turn to serve God. Well, what better place to go to repent for your sins than a church? Because that's what churches do. Churches deal with people who have transgressed and wish to repent of their sins. So my friends went to the minister of the church and approached her in this manner, that we're coming to the church as a bunch of people, and now these are the people that are doing the love thing. You can't be in this to get the tax man off your back. You can't be in this to get a house and a car and go on fishing trips and vacation around the world. Because that's the intention there is not love. That may result from the getting out of the box, but that is not the focus. That is not the reason for doing what we're doing. So the minister of the church was approached and asked, if people came to you with respect to their transgressions, in this case, no longer serving mammon, but wishing to give freely and unconditionally of themselves of the love of God, would the church turn them away? And the answer was a flat no. The church will not turn those away who wish to repent. But the church is also aware that there's legal implications. That yes, we can do that at any time. However, in the cartoon world, have to be made aware of that. So this is where the lawyer for the church comes in. And I got the call today that the appointment has been made with that lawyer. So the church is approaching the lawyer on behalf of people who have decided in conscience and faith and from their heart that they can no longer serve mammon. They're here now to do the love of God thing, and no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. It's we say it is done. It's not subject for debate or conversation. We just have to say it. We have the free choice to do that. However, there are legal implications, and those implications, again, is that we have the cartoon world out there that there's a legal system. So there has to be an interface between our choice to change, to go from serving mammon to serving God. We have to, the ultimate way to do that is through the church, because the church, the law firm, works for the church. So anyhow, the minister called up the lawyer and kind of expressed a little bit about what we're about and agreed to meet. He really has no choice because it's church business. This is the point. It's church business. Now, the church can deal with the transgressions without going to the lawyer's office, but because of the legal implications that the lawyer needs to get involved. In other words, the lawyer is going to be the middleman between those who choose to serve God and the system that serves mammon, or your government, if you will. And I'm not saying specifically that the government serves mammon. I think the whole thing is a little bit messed up right now. But in any case, there's a little distinction. The beauty of this is, aside from that, is that the lawyer that we're meeting with in the beginning of the new year, I'll come back to that, works for the same law firm for the lawyer that told my friend a few months back that a birth certificate is not personal identification. If people persist on that, it's a criminal offense. So what do we have here? We have a bunch of people through the church going on behalf of those people who now want to repent of their sins because we can. It's our conscience that's saying we are here now to do the love thing, to serve God. There's nothing the law can do to stop you from that. And that's the no-brainer part. So we have that choice, and we're going to present that to the lawyer. This is what we're going to do now. But on top of that, it seems like we're already doing that, because the fact is, I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So again, these two things now are before the lawyer, that yes, we have the free will choice to do the love of God thing rather than the love of money or me thing, compounded by the fact that nothing I'm doing in that name am I doing for myself anyhow. So we, by expressing our desire to do love, now we are coming into harmony with the isness. In other words, even if they wanted to say, well, you can't do the love thing, they can't stick the name to us. That's what I mean by the legal implications, is that aspect has to be dealt with through the law firm. So I'm really, really excited about this, and you may not all fully grasp the significance of it, but I do, and the rest of us do, and we were very excited to hear today that the minister had actually talked to the lawyer. Now, this lawyer that we're meeting, is not the same lawyer that was met a few months ago, but he works for the same law firm. Now, he said he was going to go and talk to that lawyer. He's aware that my friends were in there earlier this year with respect to the birth certificate not being personal identification, and in which I said, he said, it's you're right, it's not personal identification. And if people persist on the basis that it is, it's a criminal offense. So the lawyer we're meeting is going to talk to that other lawyer, what my friends talked to him about, so he'll get up to speed on that before we even meet. But the minister also made it clear to him that it's not just about that, that things have changed, we have shifted. And so to maintain an open mind, and interestingly enough, the lawyer says, well, I want to meet at a safe place. And the minister of church says, well, how about at the church? And because all of these lawyers, by the way, are also members of the same church. They go to this church. So these guys can't be going to church and, you know, praise God and all this stuff, and not turn around and say, well, you can't do the love thing. But even if they could, the fact is we are not the name, and that's the big issue they're going to have to deal with. So they're going to say, okay, yeah, you're right, we can't see you as the name, and you want to do the love thing? Oh, so what you're saying is, you never were the name, you never did own the car, but you're willing to allow your energy to flow freely to the name? Well, then I guess you're not ready to receive freely. But we're not doing it to receive freely. That just results from it. Again, otherwise that becomes a consideration, and then we're doing it for the wrong reasons. But that's how that's the result. When we give freely, we receive freely. We charge to plant the corn seeds, we got to pay for the corn. If we plant the corn seeds for free, the corn's free. It's that simple. No more complicated than that. No need to concern yourself with bills of exchange, bills, bonds, and notes to get that corn. Just do it freely. So, again, the fact of the matter is we are not the name. The name is the name. And when we are not the name, then none of the liabilities can be stuck to it. So those liabilities now fall somewhere else. But in addition, we are allowing our energy to flow freely now from us to and through that name. So whoever that is that has the liabilities, right at that instant, basically what you're saying is, you own it all. And the fact is, they do own it all from a legal perspective. Because remember, the legal owner is the one that the law recognizes and holds responsible as the owner of property. That's all that means. It doesn't mean that they own it in a case where they can take it from you. Someone has to be on the hook here. And the words legal owner identify who that is. So when I'm not Victor Beck, the name is Victor Beck, those liabilities cannot possibly be stuck to me. Not possible. Just like that cop yesterday would not hand me that piece of paper. Because I wouldn't say I'm Victor Beck. So this is really, really good. So we're going through the church who cannot and who will not send people back on the street. In other words, who will not say, well, these people want to do love, but there's nothing we can do. You got to go out there and you can't do the love of God thing. You got to do the love of money thing. Church can't go. Church will not go there. And Bill is quite good at asking questions, and he didn't have to pry that out of her. She said, absolutely not. We would not send anyone out of this church onto the street that wants to do the love of God thing or that wants to repent for their sins. That's what churches do. Should add also that the minister of the church is very well aware of the implications of this, in that it brings hope back into the equation, because she's very well aware of hopelessness. She's also concerned with dwindling membership in the churches, and I read the other day that there's a couple of churches closed, and they're losing membership because the BS, same old Christian dogma is wearing off. And it's just all part of the shift of consciousness, I guess. But more people are now waking up that, you know, we got to do the love thing. And what I'm hearing in the churches, I guess, is not satisfying that. So of concern for the church and people, this minister has an interest in that. Aside from her own interest in this thing, she has the interest of other people who might be able to partake in this program through all other churches. It's through the church in this case. It is good, because a lot of people, you know, that's the church. The whole church thing is promoting God. But when you're promoting God, what the heck are we promoting here? When we're saying that we need $5 on the plate, to pass around a plate for money, how do you get that? You got to serve Mammon. See, there's a conflict now. So she's aware of that conflict, and that's where the lawyer comes into the equation now, is to resolve that issue between those who wish to do the love thing. So we can now interface with the system on that basis rather than as we are right now. And all I can tell you from my heart is that will happen. And again, it has to happen because the truth of the matter is I am not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So that legal implication right there would prevent them from coming after you for anything. But at the same time, your desire, as we've expressed to the Pay It Forward program, is to give freely and unconditionally of ourselves. There's none of this concept you want something for nothing. But more importantly, we're now actually operating the birth certificate in the name and in the manner that it was intended to be, which is not to be used as personal identification. So by the result of this is it goes from being presumed that we're using the birth certificate or the name as personal identification to 180 degrees the opposite, which is now in harmony with Krieger's intention. And that's why I say it's important for people to understand this, that in doing this, you have to be doing this for the right reasons, which is the love thing, to give freely and unconditionally of yourself. Because I'll tell you this, and David Wynn Miller opened my eyes to this, if you go in there saying, yep, I'm going to trick them, I'm going to lie, I'm going to say, yep, I'm in this for the love thing so I can get through this, get out of the box. But if you're doing it on that basis and you get out of the box, the truth will be revealed and you'll be revealed as a fraud. And I don't know what they might do, but you're fair game as far as I'm concerned. I believe that's what it means by you can't mock God. If you're going to try to mock love and pretend, the truth will be revealed. And that you will be likely classified as a fraud. In other words, yesterday you were doing the love of God thing. Today you want $1,000. Yes, sir, you lied yesterday. You're a fraud. So the intention here, and this is where this whole world is shifting, consciousness is shifting anyhow, so get on board. It's a suggestion. Get on board with doing the helping to build an era of peace and love, because that's what's coming, and that's us. These cartoons cannot help us get there. In fact, we were never meant to be in the cartoon world, nor were they meant to be in our world. They got their own little house of business over there, just like my neighbor has their business. What my neighbor's doing in his house is none of my business, nor do I care what they do. Why do I care what the government does? I only care because I got myself wrapped up in that world somehow. But once I'm out of it, I don't care what they do. But as we come to do the peace and love thing, and all of these institutions that people would say are bad institutions and they're screwing us, those institutions will just disappear. That's how we get rid of these institutions. The focus is not to get rid of the institutions. As our consciousness shifts to the peace and love thing, then those institutions will disappear. The only institutions that would remain are institutions that are doing the peace and love thing. This has nothing to do with the money. This has nothing to do with debt-free currency or interest-free currency. We were never meant to be in that game, that cartoon world where all of that stuff exists. It has nothing to do with us and never did. End of story. We got to start minding your own business and just separate. And the more of us that partake, the quicker the consciousness of the rest of the world shifts. I mean, it's already happening. And the name Bruce Lipton was mentioned earlier. And yes, I've seen two or three or four of his DVDs, actually. And it's right on the money. So he's showing us scientifically the power of love and scientifically the consequences of fear. And I want to just touch on that for a moment. I sense from people when I'm talking on the phone by the reaction or in emails, there's a tremendous amount of fear out there. Oh, I got a letter in the mail today from Canada Revenue Agency. Ooh, what do I do? Think about that. Just a second here. You got a piece of paper in the mail from CRA, and that's the reaction. That's totally fear-based, and I can't do anything about that, but I strongly recommend you get over it. Somehow, some way, let go. Just let go. However, after today's call and understanding that, you now know that you're not the name. You can say that any time you so choose, whether it be face-to-face or through the mail. And you can simply respond real simply, like, well, I got your mail today, and I'm assuming, I don't really know your intentions here, but just so we're clear, the man living at this address is not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. And if you want to persist on the basis that the man is Victor Beck, because that's what they do, then I need to see where you're getting your lawful authority to do that. And if you fully understand what I'm saying here, then that will buy you incredible peace of mind. You've just put up a shield of shields. You've isolated yourself from attack, from liability. If they do attack after you've done that, they're breaking the law. And I'll suggest, in my experience is that when people say it and do it right, they won't break the law because all you're doing here is coming into the truth. Now, your ego might have a problem without thinking, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. If that's your attitude, I don't know why you're on this call, because what you're saying is there's no hope. So why are you looking? So the fact you're on this call, you must believe that there is a way. So there is a way. Believe it. And so just saying they're not going to accept this, they're not going to accept that, well, then we're never going to get out of the box is the bottom line. But my experience is that in those two landlord-tenant cases, the second landlord-tenant case, same thing. Man made it clear he's not that name. He's not indebted to the landlord, and someone else has been paying the rent ever since. And why is that? Because it's the truth. Now, that was done by affidavit, and it didn't work for other people. Why didn't it work for other people? Because they were copying what this guy did. They didn't do it from the heart. But all that aside, we don't need to do affidavits, and we shouldn't be doing affidavits. We just need to ask them for their lawful authority to say, I'm Victor Beck. And we shouldn't probably be filing criminal charges. If we had to, we would call in the police and say, here, this guy keeps saying I'm Victor Beck, and I've asked him to show me where he gets his authority to say that, and he hasn't shown it to me, but he keeps bugging me. So do your investigation. And again, my experiences, and I went back to myself in 2002, criminal charges were dismissed. We were told, we learned 8 months later that it had something to do with the name, and we got that from a police officer who was not in the court that day, so clearly they talked about it, but the point is, it had something to do with the name, or the Crown dismissed the charges. In essence, I was no longer Victor Beck. And since I'm no longer Victor Beck, there's no fish on the hook, the game's over. There's nowhere to go with it. It's only because we keep proceeding and persisting in these things and jumping into their world instead of separating ourselves and making it clear, I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So you see, if there's a charge, the charge is not me. It's to the name. But if I'm the name, the charge is to me. And now I've got to do something. I've got to perform, or I'm going to jail or whatever. I've got to pay the bill, whatever. It's really that simple, people. It is no more complex than that. However, and I'm imploring this upon you, to shift your thinking from what's in it for me to, hey, I have an opportunity, as Christ says, to help build an era of love and peace, and damn it, that's what, in heaven it, that's what I'm doing. Because I can. And when you say that enough to yourself, well, I can't speak for you, but something will start to grow within your heart, and you'll know that that's the right way. Not because I said it, because you'll feel it, and you follow your feelings, not what I say here. And so anyhow, a combination of us doing the giving freely and unconditionally of ourselves in combination with the fact that we are not the name, and it was never intended that we be the name, which has made it all personal, clearly it's intended that our energy flow from us to and through the name, and wherever it goes from there is not our concern. As long as it's not coming back to us, we're good to go. Where it gets messy is when we and the name become one and the same. Because now we have the energy, and that's why they're attacking us, because we're not letting it go, which is the whole, if you remember, that was the whole idea of the 100% return of tax, which now we call it pay it forward. And the first letter on that 100% return of tax was, basically, this name is a business. I, the man, will continue to provide my labor for free. That's the truth. Because to come back and say the name is not a business, now I'm not suggesting here that you identify the name as a business, because there's nothing in paper that says that, but the point is they couldn't come back and say it's not a business, because if they say it's not a business, then they'd be saying, you, sir, are so-and-so. But that is not the case. So without even putting the statute in there and reminding them, just a second here, I'm not the man, I'm not Victor Beck, the name is Victor Beck, and show me in the statute where it says otherwise, or show me your authority, whatever, which is not there, they accept it. And the reason they're accepting it, because the truth is you're not the name. It's only when you meet resistance to that where you need to kick it up a notch, or should consider kicking it up a notch, and saying, okay, you keep insisting that I'm Victor Beck. Well, here's the governing legislation. I need you to show me in here. Here it is. Here's the whole statute, 30 pages, 40 pages, whatever it is, from whatever province of birth your birth certificate was issued. That's the legislation you want to do. So if the birth was registered in New Brunswick, and you're living in British Columbia, because your birth certificate was issued in New Brunswick, you don't pull up the British Columbia Vital Statistics Act, you pull up the New Brunswick Vital Statistics Act. That's the governing legislation for birth certificates issued in New Brunswick and Ontario for Ontario and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter where you live, it's where the birth certificate was issued. That's the legislation you refer to. And if need be, and it may be necessary, and may be prudent, actually, or wise, and that is to make it clear to whoever you're dealing with that the name on that account, charge, bill, whatever, is, in absence of evidence to the contrary, derived of a birth registration document. That just makes the connection that, okay, now we're going over to the Vital Statistics Act. Now show me in that act where it says when this name was given that I was named the name. Show me that you have the authority to say I'm the name, given the fact that it's not, I wasn't named the name, I was given a name. If I'm given a name, I'm not the name. Like I said, you can name a cow Elsie, but it does not change the fact that the cow is the cow. In other words, the cow is not Elsie. The cow is not a name. So anyhow, with respect to this meeting with the church and the lawyer, it's going to happen at the church, and it will happen early in the new year. I said I'm busy on the 4th and the 11th. Any dates are good by me. Ticket, the sooner the better. Again, it's just the holiday period getting in the way here, so that's okay. I'm going to kind of relax, mellow a bit now, because now that this is there, I know that this will be conclusion.
Can we join that church?
Pardon me?
Can we join this church?
Well, that's up to yourselves. It's there's no requirement to join the church. The church has an interest, but it would be great, yes. Because I suggest that Val is aware of the hopeless.
Hi.
Hey. You didn't
take
out the bacteria. But this is going to spread, folks. This is going to go to other churches. And the reason I'm using churches, and yes, the churches are registered, but like I say, this minister is having a shift of consciousness, and just because they're registered doesn't make it bad. And we're not going public with this, and the minister's kind of aware that she can't just stand up there in front of the congregation and go, oh, by the way, you're all sinners because you're doing it for the money. That would not be prudent to do that. And people would get into the game, get out of the box for the wrong reasons. There's got to be a change in how we start preaching and teaching to slowly convert, if you will, how people are thinking. And once they've come to the love stage and they're doing this, their sure desire now is to do the love thing, now they're ready to get out of the box. If they're faking it, they're a fraud. They'll get caught. You can't fake it and be and fool everybody. You can fool them sometimes, but not all the time. You're going to get caught. That's why I implore you to really do some soul searching, whatever it takes. Just let go. You don't own anything. You have nothing to lose. Your fear of loss is keeping you in the box. If you're afraid of losing something, then you must be the name because everything's in the name. This all starts with our consciousness. We are the attractor here. Plain and simple. There's nothing the system's doing to you that you're not asking for. Whether you know it or not, that's what's happening. That's the law of attraction and action. You reap what you sow. You face what you are. Your reality is what you are. It's a reflection of us, each of us. So, anyhow, this church thing is very, very exciting to me. And like I say, it may not quite sink any of the significance of it yet. But, again, we have the choice to do the love thing. We have a choice to repent of our sins. We have the choice to turn from serving mammon to serving God. The church is there to help us with that, but the church also recognizes that there's legal implications, that being that there's agents out there that are going to say or believe that you're the name. So this is why with the lawyer we're talking about two things here. We're here to do the love thing because we can. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes, we're doing that. Further, I am not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. Therefore, I don't own anything. Victor Beck does, but I own nothing. If I own nothing, how can I have any liabilities? And if Victor Beck owns it, and I'm not Victor Beck, then someone has to be responsible here for Victor Beck. But we're not getting anything for free except that we're giving freely. So we're giving freely to receive freely. So it's not like we're getting something for nothing here is my point. We're just moving out of the land of bondage into the, I don't even want to call it the promised land because the promised land hasn't come yet. It's promised. It's the future. We enter into nirvana, basically. And more importantly, we have a chance to shift the consciousness of other people and turn this whole planet around. And it doesn't, it's like Greg Braden will say, it only takes 8,000 people. That's the critical mass here. Of all the people on the planet, it only takes 8,000 to constitute critical mass. 8,000 out of 7 billion, that's not very many people. And so we can all partake. So anyhow, to relate all of this to the pay it forward, and that's why I said in the email today, is because when we're approaching the lawyer for the church, we are approaching it on the basis that the people that are approaching the lawyer through the church are here to do the love thing. They're not going there to get the tax man off their back. They're not going there to get their dentist bill or hydro bill or anything else paid. They're not going there for that reason. They're going there because of they want to do, because their heart is crying out, their spirit is crying out, whatever it takes to feel that, and only you can know, because you know you have to do that. And if you're doing it for those reasons, then you're part of the program. If you have ulterior motives or your purpose is tax, you can't be part of the program, because that's not what this is about. It's about doing the love thing, plain and simple. So all of those, like I said, that are part of the pay it forward are automatically included in this, and whatever results from this meeting, and I know it will be good, I know it will be very good, are automatically included in that. But I'm just asking you all, because I don't know, you know, to really do some soul searching here and make sure that your intentions are clear. In other words, don't do this because saying you're doing the love thing is going to get you out of the box, but you don't really mean it, because you're going to get caught on that. Not mocking God is you can't fool yourself. You can think you're fooling yourself, but the truth will come out through your words and your actions. In other words, if you're a liar and you tell the truth once, you're going to be revealed, because liars lie. So you shift from lying to telling the truth, the chances are you're going to get caught in the lie. Same as I implore you to start practicing right now. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck, so that you won't get tripped up on this. You step into a new truth here, and you live it and breathe it and are it. It's just to the point it becomes an isness thing. Just like right now, as easy it is for you to say I'm Victor Beck, you got to get it as easy to say I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So there's some reprogramming to be done, and you can help each other and your friends, and just clarify. You get a phone call or someone talks to you and says, oh, hi, Steve. You say, I'm not Steve. The name is Steve. And that will start to shift your thinking, and that will start to save your butt from getting snafu'd by the cartoon world. Okay, are there any questions?
I have one. About the church, I just don't like a religious dogma where we have to go through that or something.
Then you're fully misunderstanding this. I talked about doing the love thing, and this has just so we're clear here, this has nothing to do with the typical religious dogma or the Christian dogma or whatever. Like I said, the minister is having a shift of consciousness herself. In fact, it was when she read the article in the newspaper that we shared recently where the cop said about the pimp, he cannot make her work. That's when it went click for her. So in addition to all the other information, once she saw it in the newspaper that a cop said he cannot make her work, meaning the system cannot make us work for money, everything fell into place for her. So just so we're clear, this has nothing to do with your typical religious dogma. This is about doing unconditional love, giving freely. This is what this minister is, where she is at now.
Okay.
And I can't speak for the future, but that would be the churches of the future.
Okay.
In other words, the re-education may not start in the schools. It may start in the churches, but it was 150 years ago that they started building the schools quicker than they were rebuilding the churches. In other words, they started to educate us, and this is exactly what they said in the movie The Rebel. Sir, they're teaching us to think like them. They're building the schools quicker than they're rebuilding the churches. There's no truth in education. In the education system, the education system is to get us all to think in a certain way. We're the teachers teaching ourselves this shit stuff. So it's not a conspiracy. We're the ones doing it. But education is to mold the mind to think like one mind. So whatever the curriculum is, when the kids go into school, they're all different. They come out the same. Well, I can see this now going back to the churches. We can now start to get back to who and what we really are, back into our natural state. And that's where people go, though, when they want to meet and discuss matters with respect to God. And again, this has nothing to do with their typical religious dogma. And the church is not, well, I shouldn't say the church is not looking for membership. but there's no there's no requirement that you join the church in order to partake in this. That's not the point here. This is not for the church. This is for God. And if we do it for God for the right reasons, then the churches will benefit, just like if we do it for the right reasons to serve God, give freely of ourselves, we will benefit. But we're not doing it to benefit. We're doing it to do the love thing, the benefit results. But the focus is not the benefit. What am I going to get out of this? That's not love when we're thinking like that. So I keep saying it's one just has to come to, yep, I'm here to give freely and unconditionally of myself, and I don't care what happens after that because I don't need to care. Love doesn't care. It doesn't have those concerns. True love. And yes, there's going to be some major reprogramming required. At least it was for me. And so anyhow, I hope we're clear on that. So any other questions?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
For the people that are in the Pay It Forward project, what happens with the income tax filing?
What are you talking about, ma'am?
Well, we're supposed to. I've been filing my income tax.
Yeah, no. The reason I answered the question that way is because I forgot about what that is. I'm just suggesting that's how we have to start looking at it. What income tax returns?
When we file our income tax every year to the government.
There will be no filing because you don't have any income. The name has income.
Okay.
But you're not the name.
I got my answer.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay,
I tried to answer it a little bit differently, but...
Okay,
so,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You got to
remember, if you want to be heard, you have to press *6 to unmute. Any other questions?
Isaac, did you bring this to the church as a group? Like, are we all part of that if we're a part of the Pay It Forward program?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Everyone that's involved in the Pay It Forward is automatically included in this. I can't speak for others. And again, the reason that those in the Pay It Forward program are included because they have said by agreement, as per the letter, that their intention is to do the love thing.
Absolutely.
So make sure you're sincere about that. But I'm not there to judge or gauge that. That's up to you. If you're lying, you face the consequences. That's the whole... Yes, you're welcome. The whole Pay It Forward thing is to do the love thing. So those that have joined the Pay It Forward program are part of this, going to this church because you want to do the love thing. Now, again, if you're faking it or lying about that, that's between you and yourself and God. I'm not a judge here. But that's so all of those, let me use this language, is to say all of those that want to do the love thing will be represented at this meeting. Those that are sitting on the fence or have not expressed that intention clearly and concisely will not be part of that, because how can we speak for those we don't know want to do the love thing? How can we say you're doing part of the love thing? We don't know that. But that's where we're that's how we're going into this meeting, is to speak for people who choose to do the love thing. And we, as I said, we'll also be for sure touching on, there's no authority in legislation anywhere to say I'm Victor Beck. So I never have owned property. I've never had income. I've never had money. I've never had debts. I've never had liabilities. Victor Beck did, but not me. But I only took them on because I thought I was Victor Beck. But I never am or will be Victor Beck. So all of that stuff will disappear, and it has to disappear, because for it not to disappear, it's crime. Once we lay it on the table, and once the lawyer has our intentions of doing the love thing, he says, oh, good, this is good. So you guys don't want anything. That's right. We're not here to beg, or we're not here to sue the government and say how bad they've been and mistreated us and caused me to do this and that and ruin my life stuff. None of that whatsoever. So we get that on the table first. That brings everyone down to a nice level playing field. Go with that, and then we bring in the lack of the authority to say that you're the name, because when you're no longer the name, you're no longer an income earner. In fact, it goes 180 degrees the other way. And the other reason they got to do something, because it comes a case of unjust enrichment. See, when you and the name were the same, you're getting your just reward. But when you separate the name from you, keeping in mind that the name comes from the cartoon world, now the energy is flowing from you to the name and from the name basically out into the public. It's a benefit now, and that's the whole idea of it all, is to benefit God or the public, all people, the whole thing. And someone has to step up to the plate here to settle the liabilities, because there, in fact, is a form of unjust enrichment, because you're giving and getting nothing in return. But love doesn't care about that, but the system does. It has to step up to the plate, because now it's getting all the energy. Now it can use that freely given energy to settle the liabilities. But as long as we don't let that happen, which is the whole idea of implementing the 100% tax return and the pay it forward in the first place, if you've all read the information, it's allow our energy to flow freely so that those that have the means to settle the debts and the accounts and all that stuff can do that. There would be no debts. It would be all settled at point of sale. At the instant an obligation arises, poof, it's settled. However they do it is not our concern. God works in mysterious ways. So does the government, which is just an extension of God, as everything is. And again, I've asked, and no one has ever said to me yet or answered the question, where does God begin and where does God end? It's all God. There's nothing that isn't. And God is love. We're just so messed up in our consciousness, we can't see it. It's right in front of us. So we have the...
We're also offering forgiveness, because if we're not totally the name, then we're not, we haven't actually been paid, and we're also, we're basically offering them a solution for that problem.
Totally. By not making a claim is a form of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And like you just said, you could say, well, you know, I because I've been given all my energy, you owe me $1 million. But when you don't ask for the $1 million, it's a form of forgiveness without even raising it. But yes, it's about forgiveness for sure. And that is mentioned in a trustee letter, you see, in the proposal aspects, which you no one gets to see the proposals because, like I said, I'm protecting the letter from getting sent all over the internet and bastardized. But that is definitely in the proposals, the forgiveness aspect. And they've already received that. So the next thing they're going to receive from the trustee and the pay it forward is this, we need to see the authority. And that'll just to close the door on that. So that by the time we get to meet with the lawyer, the trustee can show the lawyer what has transpired to date. And that'll stop everything, folks.
I appreciate you're also saying that basically people have to make this choice and have to make a leap of faith, kind of like to say that love is going to make this thing happen. And you don't, you're not just printing it on the website, like here's how to get free money. Like that can't be part of it whatsoever. Like people have to choose to be a part of this or not, and without expectation of result.
Absolutely. And see, money itself is of the cartoon world. If you want money, then you're in the cartoon world, and the only way you're going to get it is to be the name.
Yeah, and that's another consideration. You're into contract law again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You fall under governing and regulation and control and all of those things. See, God has given everything freely, so we don't need to, we just need to get ourselves out of the mess to receive what's already been given.
Yeah.
And it is totally a leap of faith, because I don't know anyone that's done it to say, yes, this is what happened. So we're all going into where we haven't gone before, but we know where we're at, and if we stay where we're at, I would suggest you nothing's going to change for you.
Yeah.
And you can play the legal game all you want. You can try to be an expert in bills of exchange and all sorts of stuff, and play in all, you know, the executor office and trust and all that stuff, but you're going to go nowhere. It's all cartoon stuff. All of that stuff is of this world. Love is not of this world, not the divine love, anyhow. Human love is, but not the divine love. And human love is me, me, me. What's in it for me? I love you, honey, but do you love me too? You know, and the proof of the pudding is people say they love each other, but then when they break up, now they don't love each other. So right then and there, you know, well, that love was conditional. You said you love me, would love me forever. But because I moved out, now you don't love me, so you never really did love me. You only love me as long as I love you. Totally conditional. Totally conditional. We're all conditioned to think that way, but that's okay. That's the reality of it, and we're going 180 degrees now the other way, which is the letting go thing. And absolutely forgiveness, so thank you so much for those comments. It's really nice to hear other people that are getting it, so to say, and... Anyhow, are there more questions? Now's a really good time, folks, to ask questions. Don't be shy. Just press *6 to unmute.
Yeah, Vic, it's Curtis from Medicine Hat.
How art thou?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, the name Curtis, right? Okay, my question is...
good one.
The question hasn't been making any money... Or the name hasn't been making any money, and I've been really tight here. Otherwise, I'd already been sending you the dues here to get in on the Pay It Forward program. But I am a member of the Giver program. Are you going to include them names if we want in on this?
Absolutely. I shared that earlier. It's been a while, and I've actually started doing that, to sending emails, and I'll be doing another round tomorrow to people who are part of that Giver program. So you're all the fee is waived for that.
Okay.
And again, the main reason for the fee is to have a legal fund if required. And if I don't think that this lawyer is going to charge, I don't know. But if the lawyer needs money, then we need to have money on the table for him. So
right.
And that's the main reason for the fee.
Yeah, well, if there's any chance of getting some ahead here, I'll be sending you some. It's just, you know, it's been tight as heck here, and bills are way behind and all them things. So when it's available, I'll be sending you some.
Yep. In fact, if you want to do me a favor, send me an email now or tomorrow, and just reminding me you're in the Giver program, I'll check the list and cross it off, and I'll send you the stuff so you can get started on that.
All right.
And so, yes, anyone that's been part of the Giver thing from 2007, I haven't got to all of you yet, but I have started sending, and I've probably got about a third of them done. And it'll just show up in your email box if you want to partake. Follow the instructions and do the process, and you're in.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
And also, you know, you're right on track here, because I had a little deal about 4 years ago with Revenue Canada. They give me 2 weeks to come up with $38,000 or else. So I sent them a letter stating that I was not the name, and everything I do is for that name, which I do not hold legal title to, and that the name, just in return, provide my needs and, like, my wants and needs.
Yep.
And I haven't heard from Revenue Canada since then. They haven't told me
letters. You wouldn't, because you put the truth on the table, you see?
That's right.
It sets us free. I love it. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, and another case, I got charged for no insurance on a vehicle and a damaged driver's license. And I went into court and told the judge, I do not authorize you to recognize me as the person, Curtis Beisel. He says, is your name Curtis Beisel? I says, yeah, I am at Curtis Beisel, but I'm not that Curtis Beisel. And he says, are you the Curtis Beisel, the person, Curtis Beisel, on these documents? I says, I just told you, I do not authorize you to recognize me as a person. I am a man and a man only. Well, he just had a fit. I had him over the barrel, but then he turned around and he was going to issue a warrant for Curtis Beisel. And, well, we know that the officers don't know the difference, so I didn't want to go through that hassle. So I says, okay. I says, if you're going to go that road, I says, I'll just plead guilty. And he says, to all the charges? And I says, yeah, sure, why not? And he says, do you need some time to pay? And I says, 30 days will be okay. And he says, is that enough, sir? He was very polite after me doing that, but I realized that I had him and I should have stuck with it, and then he wouldn't have had nowhere to go.
That's right. That's why I say they might use threat and fear and intimidation on you, but if you got the truth, you stand on your truth.
Yep, that's right. And a cousin of mine actually presented another deal. Like, when a judge goes confrontational like that, right in the Constitution, we are entitled to a peaceful assembly, right? Well, he says, why don't you just ask the judge? He says, why are you getting confrontational? You know, am I not entitled to peaceful assembly here? And then that's putting the judge in a pickle where he's breaking the Constitution, which he's sworn an oath to uphold.
Yep. I agree with everything you just said. Now, the thing is, too, and just to put closure to this, or not closure, but to add to this, now, when you had that situation where the judge was getting upset, now that you know the governing legislation, just slap the governing legislation on his desk and ask him, I need to see where you get the authority to say I'm Victor Beck.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That would have did it, too. For sure. That would have solved.
And even then, you may still need to take your stand, but take your stand. And if the guy, you know, because I consider it a test of faith. You want to make the leap of faith, okay, I'm going to test you here. I'm willing to let you go, but I need to know that you're really sincere about what you're saying.
Right. Yes, I agree. That's the way that, like, when after it was all over with, I got thinking back about it, and I seen where my mistakes were, and I realized, yeah, you're dead on with that.
So I trust me. But thank you so much on that. And so, yeah, there you go, folks. And the thing is, look at the judge is actually doing you a favor when he's doing that. He's giving you an opportunity to see if you really have the balls to take a stand on your truth.
Right. Yeah.
And even if they threaten you with jail and this and that and the other thing, you've got to know that you got the truth and the truth will set you free. But if you capitulate, you're going to jail or you're going to get fined or whatever.
Yep.
And I'll just remind you, there was a girl that was in for jury duty, and the judge knew her and the crown attorney knew her. And when they called that legal name, she did not respond. Her friends were nudging her, saying, they're calling you, and they didn't. Finally, somebody pointed to her and said, are you so-and-so? And she says, they call me Sunshine. So the judge says a second time, are you so-and-so? She says, they call me Sunshine. Judge says, if you don't answer my question, I'm going to charge you with contempt. Are you so-and-so? And she says, I'm Sunshine. He says, get out of here. Now, the thing is, the contempt charge would have been that she lied the first two times.
Right.
Because the first two times she said she was Sunshine. Now, if she capitulated and then on the third time says, okay, I'm so-and-so, then she just lied and discredited the court.
Right.
That's contemptible. So I would look at, when the judges are getting angry with you, look at that as, here's my opportunity to see if I got the balls to stand on my truth. This is for my best, this is for my good. And I look at it that the judge is God testing me, that God's not going to let me into that door until he knows I'm free of fear.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, but anyhow, that's the thing, is with the governing legislation, you can slap it right down in front of their face and say, look, the name on your documentation there, in absence of evidence to the contrary, is derived of a birth registration document. It did not come of my head. Now, I want to see, and this is the governing legislation, I need to see where you get the authority to say that I'm so-and-so, and it's not there. So he can't do that legally.
Yeah,
he would not be protected by the law at that point. Again, thanks so much for sharing that. Are there more questions?
Well, thank you, and I'll sign off here and let the others talk.
Okay, don't forget to send me that email.
Vic, it's Doug.
Hi, Vic.
Sorry.
Hello.
I got Doug here, and then I'll take the next one. Sorry.
Okay, Vic, how are you doing today?
Great.
I take it that in this pay it forward to process and going to its conclusion that you can't be in private business anymore.
I wouldn't say that. Don't worry about all this stuff. There's a transition thing here, and you can't be sitting in limbo. It's going to be like one day you're in the box and the next day you're out of the box. It's going to be that quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it'll go something like, rather than us applying to the Crown for doing things, the Crown will apply to you. In other words, the Crown will come to you and say, okay, you know who you are, we know you know who you are, would you mind carrying this driver's license, for example? Because we have police officers mm-hmm. out there who don't know that you know what you know and that we know what you know, but they need to see a driver's mm-hmm. license because that's their job. So if you just would be so nice as to carry this driver's license, but we'll make sure that when the officer punches in the information, it'll tell him to leave you alone.
I see.
So you
yeah.
see,
okay.
they're coming to us rather than us going to them is the point. They're applying to us rather than us applying to them, and just accept it. Yeah, I'd be happy to carry the driver's license. You're going to have a hassle.
In private business, though, you're working for money, right?
Well, the business.
If you're in private business.
Hang on. So what I'm hearing is you're Doug. If
yeah.
you're in it for the money, you must be Doug.
No. I'm the man, and the name is Doug.
Well, then that's all you.
I've answered my own question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting to learn. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next question, please.
Because James just wondered, Vic, if you wouldn't mind asking the moderator for the playback number on this free conference call for some people that want to actually hear it tonight.
I don't know that we have that. Do you have any such thing, Corinne? I don't think we have that.
Well, actually, I think there's a couple of people recording the call.
Okay, so fair enough. So the answer is there is no playback number here, but the call is being recorded, and it will be posted at Freedom From Debt Getting Started Now blog site and Jay's blog site. I forget the name of it. I forget the name. What's the name of your site again, James or Jay?
Freedom slash, I don't know if it's slash or...
Well, anyhow, I'll be sending the list out to both of the sites once I get advised that the audio is posted.
Freedom slash... I forgot.
Okay, I'll send the links out.
Oh, yeah, Freedom From Debt. Freedom slash from debt.
We're moving to living in the now.
Yeah.
Living in the now, there is no then, so we don't remember this stuff.
Freedom slash from debt. Blogspot.com. That's it.
Okay, so anyhow, I'll send those links out. Go ahead.
James here again, Vic. I just wanted to confirm that Karan isn't on freeconferencecall.com, so there's no playback number for sure.
Okay,
that's
fair enough.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So anyhow, it is recorded, and it will be posted at the blog sites, and I'll send the links out, and you guys can share it to whoever you want to have to receive it once you get it through your emails. And I ask that you share it out there. The more of us to partake in this Pay It Forward program, and I got some more to add to that yet, but the more that partake, the quicker the consciousness starts to shift. And if we're doing it for peace and love, then the system has no fear. I believe that the system it fears what we would do. In fact, there was an article about that the other day that was posted in somebody's email, that they're afraid of how we're going to react when we discover the truth of what's been going on. And this is why I say we really need to come to peace and love, because the system will have nothing to fear at that point. And that's the forgiveness aspect. You're not here to say, you guys screwed me, you owe me $55 million for damages and this and that. And the other thing, they fear that. They fear the repercussions of anger. So when you're truly doing the peace and love thing, none of that will happen. It'll be a smooth transition. It'll be easy. Don't worry about the past. There's no such thing as the past. It's what got us here where we are right now, and you wouldn't want to change 1 minute of it, 1 second of it, because we wouldn't be having this call right now. So it's really about letting go and accepting that thanks for the education. I've experienced hell, and I'm really going to enjoy heaven because I've experienced hell. And in fact, as conversation with God says, how do you know love unless you know unlove? So you have to live unloved to know love. It's good. It's all good. That's the point. It really is.
Hey, Victor.
So, any other questions?
Anger is part of ego, and there's no room for ego when there's love.
Oh, totally. Where there is love, there's no ego. Where there's, and my friend says about ego, I love it. He says, it's edging God out. That's Ned from Ned. Compliment to Ned. Any other questions or comments?
Just a comment, if I may. In looking at some other materials with regard to the 2012 event, the spirits are also saying that the more people start to shift from mind consciousness to love consciousness, the more they will be prepared for the changing.
Yep.
And the more intelligent you become when you start to do the love thing as opposed to the mind thing.
Yep.
We're only using 10 to 30% of our brain capacity, and that's because we've got mind consciousness. We're limited. But when
you go to
heart
consciousness... If you're using that much, you're way ahead of me.
when
I agree with everything you said, and this is all part of the spiritual journey where people are going to do their own thing on it. But what Dave is saying, I agree with 100%. And it's your health will improve. It's all good. Only good can come of it. And don't worry about it. Just know that it's all going to happen.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add, too, with the pay it forward thing, I realize that there's folks out there that do not have the money, and we're thinking on things now of how we can incorporate. Like I said, the main reason for the fee is to build a legal fund, in case the lawyer needs money for a little whatever he's got to do. And I would really like to open up the floodgates and just open up to everyone at no charge, but right now it's just not the time. So I don't want people that don't have the money to feel that they're being shut out. Just be patient.
Mm-hmm.
I think I shared in the September 26th seminar we had that we need to get some money happening here. Nothing. There was no donations of large amounts to facilitate the legal fund forthcoming, so that was the reason for the whole fee in the first place. I got to have something to work with in case we need to work with it. And once we make the transition, put it this way, if the money's not required, I can send it back to you, or I can just give it away or whatever, because at that point, you won't need it anyhow. But just so people
That's
aren't
true.
Thinking that they're shut out, just so we're clear here, no one is being shut out here, and certainly not because of a lack of funds. But I do implore that it's out when we're approaching this lawyer through the church, it's because we're saying we're here to do the love thing. And if you're not there to do the love thing, then we cannot speak for you. You cannot be the program because you're not in harmony with the whole thinking here. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying this is why we are doing what we're doing, and it is either with us or you're not. And we're not going in there to say, well, okay, we want to get the tax man off our back. We want to get free housing and free cars and not get charged anymore and this and that. That's a whole negative conversation right off the hop. We're not going there. We're there to talk about love. And but we're doing it for reasons of conscience and without consideration. Because we know inside it's what we have to do. It's who and what we are. It's our true nature and purpose. Going into the cartoon world was never meant to be. Even the government never intended we went in there. The birth certificate is not. It was never intended to be personal identification. And there is no authority in that legislation to say you're Victor Beck. Not there. It's not there for a reason. So we've always had the choice to get out of the box, and we're now going to get there. And so it's quite simple. There's no need to look at what was done in the past and try to figure it out and get out. We just need to shift our consciousness. That's all we've ever had to do. There's nothing to fix here except ourselves. Nothing wrong that's outside of us. What's wrong outside of us it goes away when we fix what's wrong inside of us. And like God would say, there is no right and wrong. It's just what serves your purpose, what serves you best. And if where you're presently at, thinking the way you are, is not serving you the way you want to be served, then change what you're doing, and your outer world will change with it. So there's no need to redraft laws, rules, regulations, or create a whole new system or anything like that. It's just because, you know, the bottom line is, and I'm not picking on Eucadia here, it's just that... How do we know that, you know, there's a lot of talk about what the Roman law did, but how do we know that Romans didn't have the same intentions 3,000 years ago to build this perfect system, but then somewhere along the way, because man is in control, sooner or later, man's going to want more control. So we have to step, man has to step aside here and just let the divine take care of things and just go for the ride, rather than saying, well, I can create a better system and I'm going to be the king of it, and I'm going to be a good king, though. I'm going to be a really good, generous, balanced king. But, you know, how many men have said that in the past, and where's that got us? So man cannot fix the problems here. Christ has made that clear. We need to get the divine consciousness going, and I say that with sincerity, and I'm speaking for myself again, not for you people, but this is how we can shift the consciousness. And, you know, there's still people that believe in doom and gloom in the future. Well, if we all focus on that, yeah, we'll have it all right. But if we all start working on shifting our consciousness, none of that has to happen. They can call for all the wars they want, but if nobody shows up to fight it, there's no war. Plain and simple. So the gloom and doom does not have to happen. But any other questions?
May I ask how many people are involved so far? Or is that a private?
Well, it's somewhat private, but let's say right now between 100 and 200.
Between 3 and 200?
No, 100. Between 100 and 200.
Oh, sorry. Excellent. Okay, great.
And there's more coming in every day, and there will be more, and I hope after this call that people get a better grip on things and they'll get a little more confidence in it, do some soul searching. There's no pressure here, people. There's no urgency. Just do whatever you got to do, and if you feel it's the right way to go, then you join. If not, then you wait, and maybe you join later, or maybe you never join. It's totally voluntary here, and no one's under any pressure to do anything. It's really about coming to the love thing, and when you come to that and you agree that, yep, I have to do this because it's the right thing to do, it's who and what I am, and you do it for that reason and no other reason, and you will feel good about it, and you won't have any concerns about what if this, what if that. And just like when Neo was meeting the machine and all those things were buzzing around him, he didn't flinch. He expressed no fear. There is no such thing as fear. It's all a manifestation of our minds. But if
sure.
We believe it so much, it's become real and it feels dangerous.
Hello.
Any more questions?
Vic?
Yep.
I'm just wondering if maybe Glenn Beck would like to hear from you.
I have no idea.
Well, I think he would be a person who would.
Well, you want to share the call with him or something like that? I don't have the habit of knocking on people's doors if people want to call me.
He's on Fox News every day.
Yep. Well, like I say, if you want to...
Human love thing, though.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, and I'm not real familiar with Glenn Beck. I've heard a little bit. He's in the States, isn't he? Am I right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But he's...
So I'm really not familiar with Glenn and what he does, but if you want to share the audio with him, and if he feels there's something in there that's good, then he can... by all means, I'm receptive to anyone calling and talking. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
But I don't
want
to get into battle.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Would not be in battle with you. He would be very on side, I'm sure.
Okay, good. Great.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, by all means, pass it on. Or, like I say, I think if you pass on the audio for this call, it would be good.
That's
give him
right.
a pretty good idea where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Good night.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good night. Any more questions or comments or anyone have something they want to say?
Thanks. Thanks for doing the call, Vic. I'm going to sign off, and thanks so much.
Well, thanks for joining in, and good. So I guess if there's no other questions or comments, then I guess we'll call it a night. It's a night. But before I do, just one reminder, you are not did someone have something there?
No.
Okay, so just remember, you are not Victor Beck or whatever name they're trying to identify you by. The name is Victor Beck.
Hey, Victor?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, the name is Victor, yep.
Hi, the name is Bram. I'm calling from Saskatchewan. I was just wondering about usufruct. And if that is something we could do. I never heard you mention anything about that.
No, nope,
just wondering what you had to say about having a usufructuary interest in things and just using them.
Well, we all have that. God already gave us that. He gave us dominion over the earth, and we've always had that. We've more or less pledged it away or turned our backs on it when we joined into the cartoon world by saying we're the name. Like I say, the whole game is built on the basis that we're going to do the love thing, but nobody did. That the birth certificate was never intended to be personal identification, which means it was never intended that we bear the liabilities, but at the same time, we're entitled to live in life and enjoy the fruits of our production. So I purposely avoid legal concepts and all of these earthly concepts and just get back to the basics of doing the love thing and knowing that there's no lawful authority to say, I'm Victor Beck. That right there stops the buck.
I understand that. I guess I was just thinking along the lines of using the name, I guess, using that to, you know, say, establish a usufruct. From the Civil Code of Lower Canada says a usufruct can be established by the will of man, and then talks about establishing a usufruct for a house.
I understand all the principle and theory behind all of that, but what I'm saying is, without saying it specifically, maybe the way you want to hear it is that's exactly what will result from this.
Yeah. Okay.
Without getting into all that phraseology, it's all I'm saying. And it was, like I say, it was never intended that we pay the price. We only got into paying the price because we started charging for our labor instead of just serving freely through that name. And as I say, and when we're doing this with the lawyer will know exactly where we're going on this, and there is a remedy, and the remedy is that we got to do the love thing, and then again at the same time, make it clear, and you see, and this is a why the pay it forward is two steps. It's the first to get the love thing on the table, and I'm pretty sure that in its in and of itself will not compute in the minds of the legal agents. But what will is that they don't have the lawful authority to say you're Victor Beck. So at that point in time, they go, oh, I get it. So he's not Victor Beck, but he's willing to give his energy freely to Victor Beck, which then flows out into the public for the benefit of the public. And which again is really the legal name. So your energy goes freely to the legal name out in the public, and then comes back to the legal name. And because you have the particular legal name, you get that user fruct right. But through the legal name, technically here we don't exist. Remember, God is everywhere, but nowhere. God, you can't touch God, and we're all gods in that sense. And in this world right now, and when you're no longer Victor Beck. Then you're here, but you're not here. Just like God is here, but he's not here. God is here, but we can't see him. We don't see him in physical form or in a form where the mind is thinking, but God is everywhere. So we're really stepping into our godly shoes, if you will, and just there to receive what has always been ours all along. So we'll end up with, again, no one's going to end up on the street here as a part of this process or starving to death, and it'll be quite the opposite to the life you're living right now. And like I say, to use the words for distinction, is right now I consider ourselves in hell. As long as we're, the attachment of ownership is to us. But when the attachment of ownership is to the name, and the system has, Her Majesty, the Crown, whatever, has claimed all the land in Canada, has seized it. Therefore, it owns everything on the land. If I own the land and you build a house on the land, it's my house. If you're dumb enough to build a house on my land, you have no claim to that house because you built it on my land. It's my house. So we own nothing. And I believe that the Crown is holding it in trust because that's the deal made back a long time ago, where God created the government to put everything in trust until we're ready to get along with each other from love. When we are all doing the love thing, then there will be no need for the laws, rules, and regulations or government in its present form. It's only there to maintain order.
It is a fiction that and is claimed custodian or ownership over everything. The only thing we can have is usufructuary interest in it to use it.
Yep.
So that if we establish the usufruct, which I kind of tried to do over the phone with my car today with SGI, just established that, so we were using it. The usufructuary has a use of the property as the proprietor himself, right? You know what I mean? Have you looked over that stuff? I'm just wondering if there's any reason why I should not to be looking at that book or because it's something kind of become obsolete as you get a better understanding, such as
commercial. That would be my answer, that the user for a concept is obsolete, and then for two reasons. One is love supersedes everything. And secondly, there's been a lot of changes in how the country's been operated or government's been operated since, we started off with a constitution and a government that was paying its bills of its own coin, if you will, and so on and so forth. And then it went to giving that power to the banks and then the bankruptcy, the whole bit. So, and this is was the implication then of the registration of birth and issuing these legal names. Things changed, and because the government was no longer a government of the people, by the people, for the people, it became a commercial enterprise, if you will, and creditor-debtor stuff. And so things changed in that sense, too. And but the thing is what we're really talking about here does end up in a usufruct, and the point is also that we never own anything anyhow. You come to this world with nothing, you leave with nothing, so the concept of ownership is not real in the sense that it's mine. Never was, and further compounded by the fact it's not in your name. It's not you. It's the name that has all the properties in.
If you were to try to establish a usufruct, though, wouldn't that be obvious? That you just want to use?
No, because when you're trying to establish the usufruct, they don't get the picture. They're still thinking you're Victor Beck.
Okay.
But you're not Victor Beck, and that's what I'm saying. Things have changed. And that seems to be the big glitch here. You can put, and that's what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure that even though we've done the step one and the pay it forward thing of the offer for love, until the closure to that is put it on the table and say, look, the men and women are not the name, and if you're going to persist on the basis they are the name, then we need to see the lawful authority that gives you the authority to say they are the name, say they have income, to say they own this and they own that and have liabilities, rights, responsibilities, and duties. Remember, that only belongs to natural persons, not men and women. So it's the glitch in these people. As long as those guys in the cartoon world believe that you're Victor Beck, nothing's going to change. There is no usufruct. There is no free anything.
Hey, Victor,
is what I'm suggesting, and so that's why I say it's for me. It's the first to shift to do the love thing, and then put closure to it by saying, well, basically, I've always been doing the love thing because I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. However, to be honest with you, I wasn't of that mind. I believed it was me. Therefore, I believe the house is mine. If the house is mine, the name is mine. If the name is mine, the house is mine. And all the burdens that go with it. So that's the name change. The name situation, anyhow, is to me is the glitch. And they're always going to look and see, as long as they see you as Victor Beck, then basically they're saying that you're claiming ownership, not usage.
Okay. I have a question about how you see a travel document with regard to
somebody doing a
take
a shower there in the background or something. Can you press star 6, please? Got a lot of noise there. Somebody's having a shower or something. Sorry, Karen?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, just so people know, how travel documents, at the moment you've got a passport with a photo ID, how do you see that panning out?
Like I say, everything's going to change. Like, when we get out of the box, we're out of the box. We'll have what we need to be able to interface with the world freely and move and travel freely. You're still up to another country whether they're going to let you in or not. That's Canada has no say in that, I don't think, unless there's some international stuff behind the scenes we're not aware of, and which basically says, well, when you step into this zone, you're a citizen of the world, if you will, rather than a citizen of Canada. But no one has jurisdiction over citizens of the world.
Right. Well, it's exactly a diplomatic status, isn't it?
Of sorts. But that's limited. But put it into simple terms, yes. It's like the Queen. When the Queen became the Queen, she surrendered her estate to the Treasury. So first off, she gave up ownership of anything, you see. So she's not in commercial activity at all. She doesn't get paid. She doesn't say, I'm Victor Beck. She doesn't have a first name and a last name and all that stuff. She's Queen Elizabeth. That's all it is. It's a particular title, and it's a figurehead in the cartoon world, but it's one that we should be looking at. So in surrendering the estate to the Treasury, she let go of ownership. And whatever name all of that stuff is in, it's clearly she wasn't surrendering herself. She was surrendering the estate that's in that, the property in that name, which is the estate. So she was letting go of ownership. And when she became the Queen, they took her passport, but she could still travel.
Right.
So she was basically coming out of commerce, and the Queen cannot be taken to criminal court or civil court. You can read that on that's all over the Internet. The Queen cannot be taken into civil court or criminal court. However, she still respects the rights and liberties and freedoms and choices of others. So, in other words, just because she can't go to criminal court or civil court, she doesn't walk across her neighbor's lawn thumbing her nose saying, fuck you, you can't touch me.
Yeah. She has to do the love thing.
Exactly. Love has that respect for all and just says, okay, I want to cross my neighbor's lawn. I'm going to knock on my neighbor's door and see if they're okay with it rather than just doing it. It's disrespect, honor. That's part of what love is. So the Queen, they took all of those documentations there, and so she had it, and then she became the Queen, and they took it. So it's like whatever happened with her, one day she was like you and me, and the next day she was free of all of that stuff. That's how fast it happened. It'll be the same for you and I. And look at the life she lives. And again, I'm not saying I wouldn't want a whole bunch of castles. That doesn't interest me at all. But the point is, anyhow, she's out of the box. And one day she was in the box, and the next day she was out of the box. But a series of events had to happen for that to occur, not just the appointment of the Queen, but she had to surrender the estate and get out of commerce.
Peter, have you had any response back from the submission of the letters?
Not really. I got a couple of little things, but most of them, as far as I can tell, have crossed in the mail, meaning a letter was sent by CRA before the letter was sent by me or within a couple, 3-4 days of that.
Right.
But regardless of that, letter number two is being prepared now, and which is going to take it to the next level now, because we've really expressed the intention twice now of the love thing.
Yeah.
Now we're going to come back with, by the way, men are men and women are women. They are not the name. And you know, it won't be quite like I'm saying it, but put things into perspective so they get the picture now. Oh, we get it. Yeah, it's the name is the name. You're not the name. And so you're not the taxpayer. You're not the filer. You're not receiving anything. You don't have income. It's all going to the name. But at the same time, you're the source of energy.
Right.
So in that sense, if they want to persist, or it's like I say, it becomes a big crime, but then you can turn around and sue for unjust enrichment. So this is why we're doing the love thing first, to take all of that out of the way. From our perspective, just clear the table of all that mumbo jumbo and come in doing the love thing first, and then put closure to it with the name. I am not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck, and if I'm not Victor Beck, I own nothing. So if I was to go into court over a traffic thing again on no insurance on a car, because the insurance for a car applies to the owner of the car. The car is registered to Victor Beck. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. So now it's no longer my car, you see? So I don't have the liability or the responsibility to provide insurance for that car, because I'm not the owner of the car. The car speaks to the owner. Or pardon me, the legislation requiring automotive insurance speaks to the owner of the car. So if you're paying for insurance, you're saying I'm the owner. But even then, it's not really you, because it's all done in the name. So in evidence, it's not your car, and it's not you paying for the insurance. It's Beck Victor paying for the insurance. The only thing that's happening is we're going to work for the money to cover all of that stuff and bearing all the burdens.
Right, that's right.
So what if that happened and they say okay and they tow the car? So you need that car to tools in it. You need it to get to work.
Well, I was just giving you an analogy. I'm not saying to do this, but I don't. There's no insurance on the vehicle I drive, and the reason there's no insurance on it because I know it's not my car. And so,
yeah.
And if I get pulled, and again, I'm not this short-term thinking, because once we're out of the box, none of this whole conversation will be redundant. Once we get through the, through the pay it forward thing, and then taking this to the lawyer, and everything changes, where you go from being like the queen was before she became queen to like the queen is now, where you own nothing, but you have use of it all. There's your usufruct or whatever, and that'll take care of all of that stuff, because it will now be known in the system that you know who you are, and the system knows you know who you are, and now you're doing the love thing, so everyone's at peace now. And but in the meantime, if you're pulled over, and that's why I don't really go down this conversation, but if you're pulled over, you can have this conversation with the cop, and you have different choices there. If he's going to take it away, and because there's no insurance, and you've laid it on the line, look, I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. I would carry the legislation with me and just chance to bring it right to his attention right then and there. In fact, I had him talk with a friend there the day before yesterday, I think, who shared that he's been pulled over a few times, and when he says the right things to the cops, even though he drives without a license and validation sticker, they walk away. But he also said that would happen about four times, and one time it didn't. So it really depends what you say. But now that we have the governing legislation, the knowledge of that, and can connect the dots, that name is of this governing legislation. So I need to see your authority officer that authorizes you to say I'm Victor Beck, to say that I didn't provide insurance for the car that I don't even own. Because if I'm not Victor,
yeah.
Victor Beck, it is not my car.
I think I'll keep a copy of that in the car.
Totally. You can burn it on a disc and just carry it on a CD. Here.
That should be enough.
Or you can print it out on paper if you want. Save a tree and just put it on a disc.
Okay.
That's what I did. You do. I haven't actually had the opportunity to hand it out yet, but I'm not concerned about my own stuff, what's going on in my own life, because I know this thing's going to be resolved very soon, so I don't give a crap what's happening up there. So on to Beck Victor. So it's Beck Victor, not me. I don't take it personally. And I know how I would deal with it. So, and even then, on a cop pullover, I said, "Well, then you better take me before the justice of the peace, because you're not hearing me here." I want to go in now, right now. I want to go. If you got to take me in jail overnight, fine, but I want to go before a judge of the peace to settle this thing right here, right now.
Yeah.
Or you can capitulate and say, go ahead and take the car and pay the fee to get it back out again. You know, you have a multitude of choices. So a lot of times fear gets in the way and prohibits us from doing sometimes what we got to do to put an end to something. If I got to spend a night or two in jail to put an end to it, fine. I'm not saying that's going to happen to anyone here. That's not my point. Letting go of the fear aspect of it so that you got to do it because you got to do what you got to do. And it's like Bart Simpson said once in The Simpsons. I never watched it, but someone else shared it with me. Was Bart Simpson did something and they questioned him on that. And all he said was, I did what I did, I'm not sorry what I did, and I do it again. So he just took a stand on, you know, his reason for what he did. And wasn't going to let others say, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yeah, I did what I did, I'm not sorry what I did, and I do it again. So fuck you, kind of thing, politely.
Yeah.
Vic? Oh, Vic?
More questions?
Yeah. In the case of the automobile insurance, whether or not you're liable for the insurance or whether you aren't liable for the insurance, the vehicle doesn't have any insurance, and therefore it can be removed from the highway system, right?
Well, all I'm saying is my whole point of this conversation was this, is who does the law apply to? I know I'm not the owner of the car, so I, under no circumstances, am I going to provide the insurance for the car.
Right.
That's all I'm saying, because I'm not the owner of the car. I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. Victor Beck owns the car, not me. That's all I'm saying here. Not about going and driving your car with no insurance. I was just making the point of who does the law speak to, and getting to, and when you start to come to know who you are, you know that I'm not the owner of the car because I'm not Victor Beck. The car is registered to Victor Beck. I'm not Victor Beck, so how the heck am I the owner of the car? So don't get wrapped up in this dealing on this insurance stuff. I was just making a point.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
Well, again, the pay it forward and doing the love thing is going to get us out of the box where if you have a car, it will have insurance or the system will be flagged to say, this guy doesn't need insurance because you have the license will be flagged or something. The point is when you're out of the box and you're in the love thing, then you're free of all that stuff.
That's the vital fact.
Should be enough. So any more questions? I apologize for the F word there. I'm doing my darnest to use that a lot less than I am. Every now and again it comes out. not that I deem it to be a bad word, but some people do take offense to it, and so I apologize for that. And it's for those reasons that I choose not to say the F word. Not because it's that word. I'm still working on myself too. You see, I'm nowhere. Well, we're all perfect. We just don't know how perfect we are. We forgot that, but I've got stuff to get out of me too.
Thank you for the call, Victor.
Yeah, it was excellent, Vic. Thanks again.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it. From Doug from St. Catharines.
Hey, Doug from St. Catharines. Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you just failed the test, Doug. You remember.
I know. Just checking to see.
The name's Doug, right?
The name is Doug.
No, I'm on the phone. So, anyhow, try to remember that, folks, to do that little practice thing and start reprogramming your thinking there so that you just clarify whoever it is, wherever it is, and just take advantage of it. And I'm not Victor Beck. The name is Victor Beck. And imperative. And so, anyhow, thanks very much for getting on the call. Sorry about all the delays in getting going on this. And
No problem.
It's recorded for those who didn't make it on, so they can access it. And although they may not have had the chance to ask questions, I think we covered a pretty good theory on things. The rest is up to people now to internalize it, whether accept it or not. So, are we complete?
Yes, we're complete.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, man.
Thanks very much for coming on, everybody and everyone, and love yous all, and have a great time, and good night.
We love you, Nate. Good night,
thanks. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.